I'm your inner dream monologue, and you're fast asleep, so I'll be quick. Great job using the Colgate Optic White Overnight Teeth Whitening Pen before bed. When used as directed, it gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 7 days. So while I fly and talk to animals, you're removing teeth stains with ease. Sweet dreams. And when you wake up, keep on living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
What's up, Grays fans? We've got some flashbacks between Joe, Maggie, and Alex. Things are heating up between Maggie and Jackson. And this feud between Meredith and Dr. Marie Cerone. Ooh, stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion. AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Every kiss is a dawn.
What's up, Grays fans? We are your panel for tonight on this amazing Thursday night. We are so excited to be here. I am joined by Tori, Krista, and my girl Elle Marie. What's up, you guys?
Hi.
Are you excited to be here with moi?
Of course.
Absolutely.
We are.
You love how I fish for compliments on my panel? That is Kelly Clarkson's Love So Soft, opening up the episode, and I thought it would be appropriate to open it up tonight as well. I do love this song. What were your guys' overall thoughts on the episode tonight?
I really liked the episode, honestly. I think the flashbacks gave me a little more depth and a little more meaning and a little more emotional connection with the characters.
I really liked the flashbacks.
It was really cool for me.
Just because I forgot, I am Timothy Michael. Let's dive right into the episode. So we open up with Meredith and Maggie. Meredith is trying to find why Marie and this whole thing with Ellis happened. And she dropped a little kind of conspiracy theory that I had last episode. We talked about that Marie, Ellis, and Weber had like this love triangle thing. I was hoping that that was it instead of what it actually became.
It wasn't juicy enough.
But I feel like it still could be that. Like, I feel like they're just trying to lead up to it, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like she's not going to just
It could be. Because she, at, towards the end, she says something else. Marie says something else that was like, well, maybe.
Right.
So we'll get
there. Yeah, we'll get there. I'm sure that's not the last. We'll talk about it. So Maggie is talking about doing a door surgery, which is pretty much a ventricular reconstruction on a heart. Look at me, I'm so doctor. And she, this whole thing between her and Jackson is still going on. She sees him, she drops her coffee. She's like a little girl. What did you guys think of this? How do we still feel about this now that the whole smoothness from the last episode is over?
I would have reacted the same way.
Oh, here she goes.
Also in the morning, she was buttering her towel. That would have been me if Jackson had asked me out on a date.
Like, he'd even look at me and I'd just forget how to walk. So
every time, I don't know. I'm really confused about this relationship because in the beginning I didn't like it, but Jackson gets me every time. I literally started smiling like at the bar scene. I was like,
I know, that's it's hard not to like I know I'm like so not I'm like team not them, but I love him so much that it's hard for me not to get on board any relationship he's in, because I just love to listen to him talk.
Well, I am team Maggie and Jackson.
We know.
But I don't know. I find them cute now.
It's like growing.
Like, he is really leading and driving the relationship, which makes it cute. I'm like, now to the point where I'm like, I kind of want this to work. But I mean, obviously, it's not going to work.
I mean, we'll see. You never know what Grays can do. I mean,
true.
I'm going to disagree with all of you and say that it still hasn't grown on me. I still think it's weird. I still think it's awkward.
I don't think that Jackson is really smooth with his words.
He's very smooth, but that has nothing to do with this topic right now. What has to do with this topic is them together.
Yeah.
And I don't like them together. Okay. Him by himself, he's still smooth. I still like him smooth.
But that's why I say, that's why I'm like confused. Because I don't really like them together. But then he gets me. And then I'm like, well, maybe I can accept them.
I know.
But I think
playing with my emotions right now. Yeah. I don't know how to
I think we are going to see another side of Jackson because obviously Maggie's weird.
Mm-hmm. She's different than April. It's a different relationship. Mm-hmm.
She's like, she's innocent. Of weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I think Jackson has a weird side to him too in a different kind of way. Mm-hmm. And that's why.
Okay. Maybe Tori might.
We won't fight you out of this much this week.
So we are introduced to Charlie Patterson. He is the case of the episode. Something's going on with his heart. His heart is all kinds of scarred up, as Meredith says in the opening monologue. Mm-hmm. And they have to do, like I said, the door surgery in order to repair it. I like this because they introduce a gay couple. A very young gay couple. It was Charlie and his boyfriend Henry, and the mom is very supportive. I'm glad that that wasn't a thing.
Yeah. It's been there.
It's done that. There was too many other things going on in this episode to have, like, the mom and this thing going on. I did think that their relationship was a little overdone.
Yeah. I agree.
Okay.
I guess that's the...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
But I think that's the first love
and it's dramatic. And
that was like over.
I completely agree, but it was like an overplay on the dramatics of first love. Yeah, no, believe me, it was too much.
I don't even know what to say. I can just do the motions.
My heart to thee.
Yes. So the people that are on this case are Maggie, Alex, and Joe.
Yes.
Obviously, Alex and Joe are on it because Alex is peds. Joe is watching over Maggie because she's, I guess, what do they call it again? They're working under them right
is
now.
Is she a resident
like
now?
Shadowing whoever field. It's whatever field they want to go to.
I can't remember the word. People in the chat, let us know. And if Anthony, our wonderful engineer, can get our live chat up, that'd be amazing so we can see who's in there. So they're working on the case together and... all of a sudden, a heart is available. Now, you guys know watching Grey's Anatomy because we are all pretty much certified doctors by now.
Push one up, Abby.
There you go. See, she's already talking this doctor lingo. When you need an organ, it's not the easiest thing to come by.
Right.
So for them to be like, oh, a heart just became available, we can give it to you. When he said I didn't want it, I was like, what do you mean you don't want it?
Yeah.
Right. What? He said what?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. I was like, you take that heart. You take it now.
And then I was like, well, wouldn't it be the mother's decision? Because he's obviously young enough to have Alex who's in charge
it
of
would.
Peds there.
Yeah,
so it would be the mother's decision.
That's what she was saying. Like, just give me the paperwork. Like,
knock him out. Yeah.
Let's go.
Right. I just thought that's just another thing that made me think that it was a little too... because his whole thing, and let's just break that down really quick, was that he is so much in love with Henry that he didn't want a new heart because then he wouldn't feel the same way toward his boyfriend Henry.
Right.
Yeah.
It's... I want to chalk it up to, oh, they're just so young, they're so naive, they're so in love. But at the same time, you know your heart has nothing to do with that.
Right.
And at the same time, this is your life. Yeah. Do you want to be alive so you could enjoy this relationship with
Henry?
Right,
exactly.
Yeah. Maybe he was just a little bit scared, too. I don't know.
I just think that they took it a little too overboard.
I feel like a lot of the end was extreme with them.
Was
anybody's first love?
No.
Like that?
If it was, like, oh, like I'd be traumatized.
Maybe we're just jaded, you guys. Maybe he was what he was saying to Alex is that we're just so jaded that we're just judgy. We're very judgy right now.
Just a little.
I want to take a second before we go into the case to establish that there were flashbacks in this episode. Mm-hmm. How did you guys initially feel about the flashbacks?
I liked them.
Okay.
Yeah.
I really did.
Why?
Why do you like them?
Okay.
I liked them because it gave... okay, so what are we? Season 14, right? So, I binged watched seasons 1 through 9. And so there are just some characters who I just really felt like I couldn't connect with. Or, like, just naturally, I was just like, I just don't like you. Mm-hmm. Alex Karev was one of them.
What?
Really?
I was just like, oh, Alex, like, everybody has a past. Like, come on. Yeah. Like, move past it. Like, you continue to just let your past, like, bring you down. I feel like you could be so much greater than, you know, the greatness that you have right now. But then today, I think actually, like, seeing what he had to deal with and how his first love treated him, it all makes sense. And I felt so bad for him. Like, I wanted to go out and, like, be his girlfriend. Yeah. And, like, I wanted to cry, but I didn't want to cry for y'all.
I almost wanted to cry, too, but mine was a little bit different because I have always liked Karev, and I felt for him and, like, understood. So to actually see it now, to see those things play out, he's always talked about his mom and having to be there and care for her through those things. Yeah, so to actually see it and then, like you said, to then see that girl, he thought that she was there for him and helping him, and then realizing, like, it's just him and his mom. It's just the two of them, you know, because that girl talked about them and left. Then you have the Izzy, and she left, like, you know what I mean?
Which makes sense. He's been through because things. The mom, Charlie's mom, said the same thing when she was talking to Alex when he went to go up. So my heart broke. It needed to be worked on.
I did like that. I liked that, especially like what you said, a lot of these characters that came in later, Maggie, Joe, you don't get the development that you get when you have, like, Meredith from season one. Right. So getting to, like, actually see these stories put into play that they've told us about briefly, but, you know, like, Joe living in her car and Alex's mom being a little cuckoo.
Yeah.
Like, I liked seeing that actually on the screen in front of me rather than just hearing about it through him.
Right. I completely agree with you guys. And kudos to the actors that they found to play little
pretty
Joe.
Pretty good.
Alex, because I was like, they were pretty on point.
Yeah.
Oh, Maggie. Little Maggie.
Little Maggie. I forgot about Maggie. We'll get to little Maggie in a second. I want to kind of move into Joe's flashback as well, because like Krista said, we didn't really get... Joe hasn't been here since season one. Mm-hmm. And she's always talked about living in her car and stuff like that. How do we feel about her flashback only being her living in her car? Because I wanted them to go deeper. I wanted her...
Me too.
I wanted to see her, like...
How'd she get in that car?
I wanted to see... I wanted to see how she got in the car. I wanted to see after the car. I wanted to see her in, like, an abusive relationship. Because obviously it's been a pattern in her life. I want to see more of that. I'm happy with what they gave us. But I don't think they're going to be doing flashbacks again.
I know. I wonder if we'll get more at all. But...
Flashbacks like are tricky
special,
because they
can
be
like,
cliche.
Love first love episode.
Yeah. Maybe as we go deeper into Joe and Alex's relationship, maybe.
A little bit of
maybe
that.
Maybe a little bit of that.
But maybe just the Paul thing was all we get of that is him coming back and dying. And now it's like, that's what you get to see.
Yeah, could be. Too.
But I think, you know, what I really liked and was not expecting was Joe standing up Chris, which was her first love. That honestly, that made me a little upset. I was like, you, like.
But it makes sense.
It does make sense. And so, I don't know. I feel like we are going to get a little bit more of her story, but that's one that's just going to definitely take way more time to do.
Was I the only one that was surprised that she, since you brought it up, that she left him? I thought it was going to be a little bit more dramatic where he, like, starts to hit her. Because it was all classic abusive relations. Like, he was like, oh, come live with me in my house. I'll rescue you out of your car. Oh, come live with me to college. Let's go to
which
college.
Which is why I thought he was Paul at first.
We all did. And so she said Chris in the end. And we were like, oh, his name's... Okay. Was anybody... Did anybody... I don't want to say wanted it to go into that direction, but did anybody...
I was expecting it at first. I was expecting it. And then it turned
out
that
way. I wasn't expecting it either. I wasn't. I expected her to leave because at the end when he was like, please come with me. And she just was that kind of person. She seemed like it. Even with Alex, she's so, like, back and forth. And she's never really found a place she belongs, as she said. So I just felt like every time she things got too complicated or whatever, she just ran. For me, that just made sense.
I don't know. I feel like sometimes, you know, like with your first love, you're almost, like, distracted in a sense. And so I was waiting to see something. That distracted side of her, but I never got it. And I think that's why I was like...
That's true. She was still so focused.
Well, she wasn't really letting him in. But like you said earlier, I think like if they had shown a little bit of before, like her getting kicked out or whatever, because that would have shown like how she doesn't really, I guess, trust people or wants to run away from situations. So at least just a little bit of it.
And I feel like that would have grounded us more in her character and like our hearts would have went out to her, just like yours did for Alex. Speaking of Joe and Alex, Joe is now applying to different fellowships, I guess you can call them, to different parts around the country. And Alex obviously has a problem with it because he obviously in turn translates, and this is why I love these flashbacks, as somebody abandoning him. And I'm glad that Meredith in some point in the episode brought up Izzy, because Izzy did do that as well. I love the flashbacks because it shows how hurt these characters are and that they're still getting over these things. But I'm proud of Joe for actually being able to move on with her life.
Which is what I was wanting Alex to do. But
yeah.
Yeah, I do. I think, I think that that part of the show, that storyline, makes so much sense. Yep. Like, that was the only thing where I was like, yep, that's expected. That mm-hmm. makes sense. That mm-hmm. needed to happen. Mm-hmm. Like, the fact that she... I was a little surprised that she moved on that quickly, but I guess, like, he's dead, so, just wanting to be able to leave. You would think that, like, she's like, okay, it's fine. Like, I can move on with my life with Alex. Mm-hmm. But she was thinking about her career.
Yeah. So. But like she said also, like, for the first time, she was free. And like she said, because I can. Right. So when you've been restricted for something for so long, and then now you can finally do it, it's the just like, yeah.
I loved how they kind of flipped it. Because you're obviously like, yes, you go, Joe. You mm-hmm. you be free.
You do you.
Yeah. But then you look at Alex's point of view, and he's like, well, I didn't think that Paul was the mm-hmm. only reason you were staying with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or staying here, yeah. not with me, but that's how he internalized it, mm-hmm. with just with me. Mm-hmm. And I love that because, like I said, these flashbacks have only set us up mm-hmm. to being like, oh, that makes sense. Like, mm-hmm. you've been saying to her.
Yeah.
I loved it. I love the flashbacks. I want to talk about Maggie's flashback as well because theirs wasn't as deep. hers wasn't like, oh my God, we understand why you are the way you are as a character, because Maggie and Joe were kind of introduced around the same time.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I was expecting them to do a little bit more with Maggie's character, but no, she's just been a sheltered kid.
She's been a weirdo.
She's weird.
Who had a pretty bad experience when she was in, like, what, high school?
Yeah. Was it cadavers?
Yeah, I was like, maybe it's not medical school.
Okay, yeah. I was like, what?
But they looked really young.
She did. She had braces.
But I think she is younger.
Yeah,
because she skipped grades,
or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was actually really surprised by that. She obviously had her first crush. Obviously, that didn't go over too well. But I feel like I wanted...
Did anyone else call that he was gay from the minute she started talking to him?
Yes, if I didn't, I would have my gay card revoked.
I was like, honey, he's like going to have a funeral with you over a heart. He's not...
Like... He's not the boyfriend.
Yeah.
He's not the one you want.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. He tricked me a little bit when he was like, why don't we cut it together?
Yeah.
And I was like...
That was a move, but it was just possibly. Like, yeah, let's go bury this out in the backyard and say a little poem. I'm like, this guy, any other guy would be like, peace.
It's a heart, girl.
Yeah, like, he dead, he been dead.
I wanted it, and I don't know why I wanted this episode to be so dramatic tonight, but I wanted it to be a little bit more dramatic in a sense of why Maggie is the way that she is. Mm-hmm. Not so much as, oh yeah, my boyfriend turned out to be gay and we buried a cadaver heart and I was called zombie for the rest of my medical career mm-hmm. because of something that I said to him. I wanted something more. I wanted something deeper. Yeah. I wanted another dimension.
Do you think it's deeper with Maggie?
I think younger Maggie is deeper. Like, adopted Maggie. Like, those kind of moments, I feel like, before medical school.
Possibly. Yeah. I forgot about that.
But why didn't they delve into that? You know what I mean?
Because this is a first love episode. Back.
Right. Yeah. And I think, like, some people are just... weird. Maggie is just that person.
Yeah,
she's just weird. She skipped a bunch of grades.
True.
Oh no, that was Miranda. I'm sorry. I was gonna say the flashbacks with the mom being overbearing and everything, but that was with Bailey.
That was with Bailey. Get your characters straight, Emery, over there. I want to take it back really quick to the case, just to pivot a little bit. So Charlie doesn't want the heart because he's worried that he's not gonna be in love with Henry. Mm-hmm. We covered that, but. So Henry takes it upon himself to break up with Charlie, which I obviously saw coming because that happened before on Grey's Anatomy. I can't remember the specific case, but somebody broke up with somebody. Oh, it was the... Oh, it just hit me. The cystic fibrosis case.
Yes.
And they were together.
Oh, and they couldn't really be together. Yes. They were making each other
sick. Yes. Yes. Yes.
So they kind of did this... before, except for now, it's more of like a gay spin on
mm-hmm,
it,
yeah.
And a little bit more dramatic, as we've established. was anybody surprised that he came back?
I thought he broke up with him to get him to do the surgery. That's what I thought from the beginning. So I was like, he's probably going to come back. I don't think he actually meant it.
I guess I'm the only one
who's like... She's like, first love's stupid.
Right. I'm like, oh, well, when he came back, I was like, oh, okay, like, now you want to come back, as most first loves do.
Yeah.
But then he was like, well, it was planned. And I was like, really?
I kind of figured.
Like, yeah, I got that too.
You guys were just canoodling, and now 5 seconds later, he's stupid and you're out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right before he's about to get his chest cut open.
You just
want to
make him have the surgery.
Yeah.
That would make you the worst person ever.
Literally the worst person ever. Obviously, that surgery went really successfully with the help of Jackson. I'm glad that Maggie I'm glad that they introduced having to put Maggie and Jackson, because it's always interesting when you have to work in a closed space with somebody. Mm-hmm. It just ups the stakes, yeah, because you're in this enclosed space, and when you need something from a specific character, it's mm-hmm. hard. And I was wondering how they were going to put Maggie and Jackson in the same room together.
Okay. Yeah.
Because obviously she's been pushing off this date. Mm-hmm. And then Jackson, she needs his help with, you know, the plastic surgery,
yeah,
aspect mm-hmm. of the surgery. I didn't think that they were going to be going on a date at the end of this episode. I thought they were going to kind of string us along a little bit with Maggie kind of, mm-hmm. no, we have to be professional. No, mm-hmm. no, because it's just Maggie.
Yeah.
Maggie
yeah.
would do that.
Right.
Was anybody else surprised that they hit it off so quick?
Well, I didn't think she was going to take the date either, honestly. I didn't think that she was going to go explain herself, because that just doesn't seem like Maggie. But mm-hmm. she has done that before.
Yeah, I was like, that kind of does, especially like so, he heard that, the poem right, and yeah. everything.
Right. So did she do it out of embarrassment?
I think so, a little bit.
Like a combination, I think.
Yeah,
it was a couple things, mm-hmm. yeah.
Because some of the stuff she owned, like, I'm this and I'm that, it's almost like, mm-hmm. this is who I am, take it or leave it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think a combination,
and I think
like
Jackson just seeing what he saw was also like, can we finally go on this date? Because
yes.
I just had a rough encounter with my ex.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, Maggie also had her rough encounter with
her ex. They're both in a place where they're like, let's move on together.
Well, that's why he said, like, we all have baggage. Like, let's mm-hmm. figure it out together, which I loved. Mm-hmm. I do want to take a step back really quick. Did anybody else know that something was going to be wrong with the initial heart?
No. I had no clue.
See, I thought that something was going to be wrong with the new heart, and then they would have to go back to his old heart.
Oh, okay.
Kind of signifying that, you know, his mm-hmm. love for Henry always lives on.
Stay.
So
yeah.
still, you still have your heart. Mm-hmm. But I didn't, they obviously had to introduce Jackson, so I just thought that was interesting.
And I'm always nervous with the surgeries, but I just didn't think
I never know what's going to go
the
wrong.
Heart,
in
right, yeah. yeah. The heart wouldn't fit or something.
Yeah. I want to take another step back really quick to cover Meredith. Because like I said in the beginning, Meredith is trying to figure out what is going on with mm-hmm. Marisa Cerrone. And she finds out that Meredith's mom, Ellis, was working on a procedure with Marie mm-hmm. and then kind of stole credit for because she won a second Harper Avery because of this procedure that they're working on together. And she stole the credit for it. Marie never got the credit for it. I was thoroughly fascinated by this, because it's so Ellis to do something like that.
Totally.
Like, it's not out of character. What were your thoughts on this?
I wasn't surprised. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I think I was irritated just mm-hmm. because Meredith was put back in a situation where she's having to mm-hmm. choose mm-hmm. between her mom and somebody else or something, some cause because of her mom. And it was like, and I understand, like, her mom's legacy and her mom's history, but it's like, when does her mom stop, her dead mom, stop invading into, like,
her life.
Yeah. Like, personally.
But she's been mm-hmm. such, it's everything roots back to, like, every problem she gets in somehow winds back up being, like, Ellis.
Right, right?
I'm like, go away, you're dead, I don't understand.
Right, but I agree with what Richard said.
Yes.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Do you guys believe it?
I believe it could have happened.
That's
kind of Richard's view on it is what mine would be. Like, she's not here, but also, like, I'm sure something was said and she got the idea, but how much of Marie was a part of it?
Well, here's my thing on that. Like, you could have spoken up when she was alive. Mm-hmm. You knew that she had taken credit for
times.
It. But you left. You went off to Spain because you
ran
away.
That's a good point.
So why are you coming back now and taking it out on her daughter?
Exactly.
I didn't think of it that way. That's really smart.
And on top of that, I totally agree with what Tori said. Richard is absolutely right. Why mm-hmm. are you trying to, what's that word? Kind of degrade somebody and mm-hmm. they're dead. They can't sit here and defend themselves.
Yeah.
So why are you coming back now?
So now you're coming up. You're so right. Yeah.
So
right.
I'm like, something is off. Mm-hmm. Does it seem like Ellis? Yes. Mm-hmm. But Meredith compared Marie and her relationship, like hers and Christina, mm-hmm. and who knows each other better than Christina and
Meredith?
Yes. So if that's my train of thought, then Marie would know the exact thing to say.
And doesn't Ellis also seem like the kind of person that she wouldn't want to take credit for? Like, her work's her work, and she's, like, super proud of it. I feel like the kind of person she is she'd be like, whatever, it was a stupid idea anyways, I'll make my own kind of thing.
That,
so, like, you're right. The more I think about it, mm-hmm. it would make more sense that
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, like I said earlier, I was like, well, maybe it's deeper with this whole love triangle thing.
Yeah.
Because she said, like, she was my greatest love. Right. Now, I know when we have our person, yeah, like, we have our best friends and we do love them. Like, yeah, they're, you know, sometimes our friends are our soulmates. But yeah, she was so intense when she said that. Mm-hmm. So now I'm thinking.
I mean, Meredith and Christina kind of got a little.
But yeah, but the whole, like, she broke me and everything. So I'm thinking, like, powerful, were they romantically involved a little bit? Or?
Yes.
I mean, I could see Ellis.
With Ellis and Marie?
I could see Ellis floating both ways.
Love that. That would be so hot. That would be, you guys.
Like present day Ellis?
No, no.
But like back in the day.
But like back in the day, like, that time, like a lesbian relationship time.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
well, they're getting their doctor on.
Ellis was a trailblazer.
I know.
A lesbian relationship and a racial relationship.
I don't know. I wouldn't put it past her.
She was trying all the relationships. Yeah.
Well, now that we covered the lesbian relationships of the 1970s, I guess. I want to kind of talk about Tom and April because they had a really significant moment in this episode.
Yeah.
Where Tom and April are obviously just sleeping together. That's all it is to April. Mm-hmm. And Tom, we always like chopped him up to be like this egotistical, just really cocky surgeon. And we got a little bit more from his character today. He had a son that died.
Yeah.
And I liked what we got out of him today. So I actually was like, you know, I'm going to root for this guy now a little bit more. Before I just hated you. Yeah, now I'm don't.
Not call him creepy so much.
Right. I'm going to give him some credit. He had a life. He lived.
Cut back on on calling him a creep.
Do we think that he's going to be the one to get through to April?
I thought so. But then at the end, I was like, why don't you just talk, April? And she was like, I thought you were here for sex.
Yeah,
and I was like, he just opened his heart to you, but it's going to take some time.
It's definitely
going to take time. It's going to take some time.
But he made progress a little bit, maybe?
I think he made progress. And then having someone there who is kind of going through what you're going through because no one else really...
Yeah,
and the
besides
dead
Jackson,
thing,
but they've
that
you
helps.
Know butt heads. They've butt heads with that. So it's like she and announced that was her husband with Jackson. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So outside of that, someone who is removed from your situation but can relate because they've been through it.
Right.
It's a little bit of a different bond that you can hopefully start to build. So maybe she will open up.
They
more.
Are. They both like are going through the exact same thing, like the broken relationship. Like that's not Jackson and April's only reason, but it's a huge part of what where it went wrong. Yeah. You know, and now. He's also out of his relationship, he said, after his son died. So they both have, like, that part of it, too, that they can relate on.
I think we are going... I think, first, he's smarter than all of us actually really thought. Like, not just, like, book smart and, like, knowing how to be a doctor.
Yeah. He's emotionally, like intelligent. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. The fact that he sat there and just rattled off all these different... I don't know what to call them.
Like the religion.
Issues. Issues. Yeah. And then the fact that he was, like... What did he say?
Crisis of faith.
Yeah. And then, like, he could tell by her body language that that was it.
And he doesn't even know her.
Right.
From Adam.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's interesting.
Well, it was funny because, speaking of that, what he did know of her, he kept saying, like, but that's not the same. You're not the same woman. Like, that woman doesn't live here.
Right.
Like so what, that's when he tapped into something's going on.
What Olivia brought up. She's like, we don't have the time for this because April's leaving.
Right.
Which is like, so I wonder where they're going to take it.
So
does he leave?
During the
leave
show? Yeah. Him? When I was watching them, I literally thought that I was like, maybe they leave together.
Because it should be
the
setup, Olivia.
That's like been able to connect with her on an emotional level. Like really connect with her to the point where she can't even open up after
that's
he's just, already done
does
it.
Does anyone think that's going to be like... Don't kick April out that way.
No, I don't think that she should go out that way, but they have done it before with Callie and Sophia. Yeah. Callie left the show.
Because you don't
want to
kill someone off when they could potentially come back in the future.
So I don't think that's how she's going to leave the show with Tom. I think they don't even have a history.
Yeah.
As
but
of
they're
right
kind
now.
Of pushing it right now, it
but
seems.
Yeah.
When you,
I don't
when
know.
You, okay, so if you think about April and how she was introduced, and then just the fact that somebody like Tom is the person that's able to emotionally connect with her, because that's the issue, being able to emotionally connect with somebody else, why wouldn't they leave together?
Yeah. Like, even if it may not be romantic, but maybe like at another hospital, maybe the hospital he works at, and they build a friendship, and it's like a fresh start for her. And
I definitely, when this all happened today, I was like, oh, is that how they're maybe going to do is something? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see how she ends up leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I want to talk about what happened with, sorry, I lost my train of thought. What happened with Joe and Alex in the end. Because out of the entire episode, I felt like that was my favorite moment.
Yes.
Because it was... It's like an idea of feminism. Like, Joe was the one to propose. Joe put it on herself. It was like... It was Joe's decision.
That would happen that way.
Exactly. Right. Yes. And that's why I loved it so much. What did you guys think of that whole like marriage proposal with Alex?
I thought Alex ruined it. Like, Alex, is that a talk?
I agree. Shut up.
He's like, where is it? Where is it? You are right. Don't you
and
know?
And she's like, hello. Right. And how did he not notice it?
Like, that was a big diamond. Like, it's obviously on her finger.
But I like that she I think she kind of also realized she knows Alex now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I think she realized what was going on with him. And it's like, but and with herself, like, I actually want to be here, though. Yeah. Like, I can leave, but I want to be here. He's good to me. I love him.
Yes.
Let me stay here.
I loved that also. Yeah, they wouldn't have proposed to each other unless they, like, both came to terms with it at the same exact time. Yes. You know, it was cute how they were both like, I'm here and I'm going to propose to you right now. And they're both like, well, okay, who's going to do it? And Joe came out on top. And it was a power move and I loved it.
Yeah. I love that she said that you're so screwed up that you make me make sense.
I loved that.
That's
yes.
like the whole, like, you complete me. Right? Like, freaking Tom Cruise. She's like, Cruise, no one else McGuire,
is as
like,
messed up as you, so it's us.
I was all about it. What were your thoughts on it, Joy?
I liked it. I think at the same time, I still wanted to see Alex propose because we naturally get like this tough, I'm a powerful woman from Joe.
Yeah.
And it's always Alex the one that like seems like he's going to come out on top and then just drops the ball. Mm. And I thought for once, even though, you know, it really doesn't matter who proposed to, I like that Joe, you know, already had the ring on, but I wanted to see Alex really get one for himself.
Yeah. I agree.
No, and that was kind of taken away.
Okay. I'm the opposite because Alex has just been, when he is in love, he just puts his heart into that person. Because like with Izzy, I don't know if you guys remember the pregnant girl from the ferry accident.
Oh, with the face.
Yeah, with the face. He was so into her. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so when he loves Jane a woman, does. He's so, all into them. So I like that. Now this person, this woman is so into him.
It's different.
Yeah. And she's choosing him. And we know he was ready. Yeah. He was like about to say it, so we got like him saying, hey, I'm ready, I'm going to propose. And she just like took over the conversation.
Took the reins.
Do we need to talk about Amelia and Owen?
No,
they're sleeping together. There you go.
They're
having, what does she call it? Excellent sex.
Thank you, Krista, for bringing that up. Do we think this is going to complicate things? Do we think they're going to be together?
They are complicated.
We didn't even see him this episode.
We didn't even see him. We saw him in his drawers.
He's been in the bedroom,
What? I just think it's a big step for Amelia because it's...
If it's no strings attached sex, then, like, keep doing your thing. But as soon as there's, like, strings attached, one of them are going to have issues.
And it's going to be Owen first.
And it's bound to happen.
And you know what? I was watching old episodes of Grey's Anatomy, and it was with Owen and Christina, and they were really having it out bad. They were in a really bad fight. The whole, you know, about children. He's always the one hurt. You know, they're arguing about the children.
Why won't no one have his children?
Make him happy. Yeah. Give him a wife and a child. Just make Owen happy. I'm tired of this. He doesn't need excess.
I know he keeps...
Unless he accidentally knocks her up.
What happened to Teddy? Can we talk about Teddy and how they're supposed to be together?
Teddy's gone.
Did you hear what she said?
Yes, I heard her because I'm going to circle back to that right now. No, if he... Because I don't like them together as it is. So if he knocks her up, that would just force them to be together, just like J'April. And I don't like... I love them together, but...
No, I feel like Amelia would like...
Just like J'April.
Just like J'April.
But I feel like Amelia... I think she would like... We can co-parent. I don't think Amelia would fall back into the relationship.
Yeah.
I don't think so. You know, she really doesn't want
to
be there.
I think Owen would feel it was necessary to stay in the relationship.
Hold on.
Amelia wouldn't.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. But you don't think that Amelia would try to stay in that relationship for her kid? Because Amelia grew up without a father because he was murdered.
She'd raise it with her sister
Murdered. So you don't think that she would try to... keep that relationship so her kid would grow up with the father?
They're co-parent, but it's not like inside the home, she's got
sister wives. They can do it together.
And that's what I think too, I think she likes this little situation that they have with Mara and all the kids and everything. I think she would be okay with it. Like, let's co-parent and call it a day.
And even if, like, let's say the roles were reversed and let's say she wanted to stay in it, but then, like, Owen didn't. Meredith and Maggie would be right there to be like, it's okay, you don't need him, we got it. You know, so like, whichever way the cookie crumbles.
Yeah.
You know, she's like, gonna be fine.
She would be fine.
I mean, I don't want them together in the first place, but just, it would seem out of character for her not to want to make it work if she
You know, guys,
kid.
She's not even pregnant, so.
We're literally talking in hypotheticals, you guys. does anybody have any last thoughts on the episode before we go into some other segments that we have?
No, my only thing, just back to Marie and that whole situation, is her trying to now, this was her way of getting back at Ellis and then taking Meredith's procedure when you just told her that she had nothing to do. Like, she wasn't trying to make her get caught up in the middle of her of Maria and Ellis's beef or whatever. So I just, that bothered me that she wants to now take a Meredith's credit for her stuff.
After she said that Meredith was the closest thing that she had to a daughter. It was like,
but you do this to your child?
Right. And gave her an ultimatum. It was like you tried to, you thought that you could come in here and persuade her and kind of like make her feel bad because her mother is dead. Because you weren't here when her mother, like, you once, you know, you left for Spain, you didn't try to come back before then. So, like you guys said earlier.
I'm excited to see where that goes. Thank you, Benali P and Lauren G in the chat for saying that Teddy is going to be back. Lauren G gave us a date March 29th.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
So Teddy will be back. So maybe she will finally be with Owen. That's the only person that I want him with. Literally the only person.
I really thought she was gone. But if she's going to come back, then
No, she'll probably come back. So we've got a new segment, just a little fun segment that we made up earlier today. It's called Status Traumaticus. It is a doctor lingo. It's usually when doctors are describing a patient who is overdramatic and has kind of like a hypochondriac syndrome where they think that they have something that they don't. Ours is going to be, who is our Status Traumaticus star tonight? As in, like, who had your favorite line tonight? We're implementing this. Get on board, you guys.
I've got one. I'll go.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so mine was definitely the proposal, but when Joe said, you are my home, just because especially this episode, we saw her living in her car, and she's never really had a place she could call home because she was always on the run or she physically didn't have a house. So her, like, coming to that realization and finally feeling safe with Alex when they were she was proposing, I was like, that's super sweet.
I like
that's
that.
Cute. Yeah. Yes.
Joe had my line as well when she told Charlie, you know, your first love usually hurts. It's not supposed to kill you. I feel like that line just set the tone for the entire show.
It was
show,
a great line.
Both for Charlie and for the main character.
Yeah, that was one of mine. I was like, oh, I have two. So there. You made my choice for me.
There we go.
So mine was from Karasik when he told April, I don't think I left God or God left me. I think we just had a fight.
That was like, a good that was
and I was like,
I wrote that down
that
too.
Is huge. I did write that down. You
know, like,
one.
I feel like I haven't been there, but I know a lot of people have, especially this is exactly what April's going through right now. Like, you didn't, neither one of you left each other. Just having a little fight right now.
Yeah. I know. It's the perfect way to describe what she's going through.
Exactly. Yeah. It was so perfect.
I'm going to stray away a little bit and say that my favorite line was in the opening monologue with what Meredith said. And she said, the heart is the hardest working muscle in your body, but when it gets hurt, it scars. And I feel like that kind of set the tone for the entire episode because the first loves and,
first heartbreaks.
The hesitancies of all of these people, Joe, Maggie, Alex, and getting into another relationship. So you guys, let us know what you, who your Status Dramaticus star was tonight. Who is your star that delivered your favorite line? I want to kind of go into news and gossip really quick because we didn't get to do it last week. So some news and gossip segment.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right.
Ooh, nice.
So obviously, you guys, it's not new news that, you know, Jessica Capshaw and Sarah Drew, who play Arizona and April, are leaving the show after season 14. What did you guys think of this when you first heard it?
I was shocked because I was like, I mean, I know they weren't, you know, there from the very beginning, but I feel like they're two well-developed characters that it doesn't make
for a
sense.
Long time.
Like, been a while
Am I the only one that was more shocked about April leaving the show, like her character? Then I feel like it'd be easier to get
Arizona.
Arizona out.
April.
Because there's so
April
much going on with April
right
now.
Arizona, like, we didn't even see her today.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
I could totally see her leaving, but I think just in general, like, I don't know. I feel like I'd get rid of other characters.
But also with Arizona, I feel like she's had a really good character arc. She's had relationships. She's gotten a plane crash. She lost a leg. She's got a daughter.
Yeah.
Like, she's had several relationships. With April, we've really only seen her with, you know, the
paramedic.
Religion. Then the two relationships.
I guess it's just
and now
like
her daughter.
Presently, she's got a lot more.
Presently,
Arizona's been on the back
burner.
Like you guys
said, there's so much stuff happening with her right now. I'm excited to see what happens with her. We'll talk about
characters.
That in predictions.
Right.
But apparently Sarah Drew has a new CBS pilot with Cagney and Lacey. It's a reboot from the 80s. It's a police procedural show. And what I loved about this is that Ellen Pompeo and the cast all supported her. And when the news came out that these two were leaving, there were a lot of lashback from the fans.
People were blaming Ellen Pompeo and her pay raise.
Yeah, they were yelling at her. And Ellen Pompeo clapped back because she always says, I don't know if you guys follow Ellen Pompeo on Twitter, but
does.
She does.
She does.
And she's like, I don't think any of these two ladies would want you guys fighting about this. Like, they're being written off. And I don't think any Sarah Drew or Jessica Capshaw would want to leave such a prestigious show mm-hmm. on a bad note.
I agree. Right.
Yeah. Just doesn't make sense.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And also right. Ellen said that the because a lot of people, like I said, her raise and everything was a reason why they had to cut them off of the show. And she said like their pay cuts was above her pay grade. Like, so that had nothing to do with her.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? Like,
and let's be honest, she's the show. It's
her name. Yeah.
Her show.
The show does not go on without her.
Right. Like, exactly.
So she leaves, the show's done.
I mean, I'm all about equal pay, all of that mm-hmm. in the work environment, especially on TV and movies. But mm-hmm. when it's your show, like for somebody to be like, oh, I'm going to leave the show because I'm not using such as you.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. like, no, take a step back. Like, yeah. Come on. Yeah. It's mm-hmm. Grey's Anatomy. Okay, well, let's go on to predictions. If there's no more news and gossip, prediction time.
And now, you're after Buzz.
This is so funny. I feel like Halloween.
I love Anthony when he does our lights. I know, it's so spooky, man.
Right?
I feel like we have a lot of predictions. Who do I want to shoot it over to first? Maybe Marie Krista? Anybody want
to
take
like,
it first?
I'm trying to think what I. Okay, there's so much happening.
I'll go because we kind of already talked about it a little bit. I really do think that Tom and April are really going to. That might not be how she leaves the show, but mm-hmm. I really do think that their connection is deep enough where something's going to develop between them.
Yep.
I personally thought that he started getting feelings for her.
I agree.
Just a little bit, because she was like, you can leave, like, take my robe off. I want to go vomit by myself. Like, but you're still there.
Yeah.
Like, lingering around.
Yeah.
Like, most men don't do that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I agree.
That's like my number one.
Okay.
Question. I think, with relationships as far as they go, I think Maggie and Jackson now, I mean, they're obviously going to sleep together and this relationship's going to in some way progress and it's going to be known to the hospital. I think it's going to be interesting to see how like everyone else around them reacts,
right.
especially their parents. That's, I wonder if they're going to have the reaction we did. Like, technically you're not related at all, but like, what?
Yeah.
So that's going to be interesting. They're going to find out and how they're going to react is going to be.
I'm excited about, I was going to say April and Joe. I don't know where that came from. Alex and Joe.
Yeah.
And so like we talked about earlier with flashbacks, I think when they get down to planning their wedding and it gets close to them actually getting married, I think that's when we'll dig deeper, maybe even into both characters, Alex and Joe. But I think they'll dig a little bit deeper into Joe. So I'm looking forward to... how much time do we have? We probably won't get that this season, but like maybe like next season, we'll probably go deeper into them. But
yeah, well, somebody in the chat said that their wedding might be like a season finale. So,
that
was an interesting prediction.
Yeah. Okay,
I like that idea.
That is nice.
There you go. Yeah.
It seems very fast though, but
yeah, that's why I just thought about because I was going to say this season.
Faster,
finally, see Alex's we'll mom see. And sister. That'd be nice.
Oh, that would be nice. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I think my number one prediction is that this whole Marie and Meredith thing is not over.
No.
I feel like if Meredith is anything like her mother, she's a fighter and she's not going to let this go without a fight.
She wants her mini livers.
Yes, and I feel like it's going to get uglier before it gets better. But I feel like in the end, they're just going to... They're going to have their gray Cerrone patent or procedure like she wanted originally.
Yeah.
And I feel like Meredith is going to be like, well, let's work on it together instead of your company just like stealing whatever I have.
And then that gray would send from Meredith, not necessarily Ellis.
Yes. So those are my predictions. Let us know your guys' predictions. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you like. Make sure you tweet at us throughout the week. Leave comments on the YouTube video. We love reading those.
Yes.
And we do respond to tweets. Any news that you guys might hear of, make sure you know send over that because we do have this new segment, News and Gossip. So we want to talk about it. Everybody in the chat, Benali P, Lauren G, Simon Umba, or Simone Umba, sorry, Sydney Hamilton, everybody in the chat, we love
thank
that you guys
you.
Interact with us.
Yes. Thank you so much, guys.
So thank
the
you
best.
So much. We love your predictions. We love your thoughts. Where can they find you guys?
You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Tori_Broussard.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Krista Flengy.
And you can also find me on Twitter and Instagram at ElMarieTV.
You guys, I am Timothy Michael. You can find me everywhere at I am Timothy Mike. And we will see you guys next Thursday night. We are excited. Bye, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Okay, let's
go. No.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.